जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा वरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय कृष्णा बलराम कृष्णा बलराम कृष्णा बलराम जय कृष्णा बलराम जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की गुरु परंपरा की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की पंचतत्वा की हरिनाम संकीर्तन की युग धर्म श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्रीमद् भागवतम की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. Shrimadaya Krishna, Shrimadaya Bhutale, Shrimadaya Radhana Swami, Tanamine. Thank you so much for coming today. Really appreciate it. It's a very cold morning. And hopefully the topic is very interesting so that we don't fall asleep. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate ప్లీజ్ స్టాండ్ విత్ మీ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయాముదీరయేత్ నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపాకుమారాయ ఇందాయ నమో నమః. సో వి ఆర్ ఆన్ క్యాంటో 3 14th చాప్టర్ 31st. దిస్ ఇస్ స్పీకింగ్ అబౌట్ దీతి అప్రోచెస్ కశ్యప ముని ఇన్ ద ఈవినింగ్. టెక్స్ట్ 31. స విదిత్తాత భార్యాయ భార్యా స తాం నిర్బంధం వికర్మణి విధర్మం వికర్ణమి నత్వాదిష్టాయ రహసి తయాథోప వివేశహి. స విదిత్తాత భార్యాయ తం నిర్బంధం వికర్మణి నత్వాదిష్టాయ రహసి తయాథోప వివేశహి. ప్రభుపాద డిసైపుల్స్ ప్లీజ్ మహారాజ్. విదిత్తాయ భార్యాయ తాం నిర్బంధం వికర్మణి నత్వాదిష్టాయ రహసి తయాత విశ్వేశహి. స విదిత్వాత భార్యాయ తాం నిర్బంధం వికర్మణి నత్వాదిష్టాయ రహసి తయాథోప వివేశహి. స విదిత్వాథ భార్యాయ తం నిర్బంధం నికర్మణి నత్వాదిష్టాయ రహసి హరే కృష్ణ. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జయ్. అండర్స్టాండింగ్ హిస్ వైఫ్స్ పర్పస్ ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ హిస్ వైఫ్స్ హీ వాజ్ ఆబ్లిగేటెడ్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ హీ వాజ్ please repeat is it there okay he was obliged to perform the forbidden act and thus after offering his obeisances unto worshipable fate he lay with her in a secluded place. Perfect. It appears from the talks of Kashyapa with his wife that he was a worshipper of Lord Shiva, and although he knew that Lord Shiva would not be pleased with him for such a forbidden act, he was obliged to act by his wife's desire, and thus he offered his obeisances unto fate. He knew that the child born of such untimely sexual intercourse would certainly not be a good child, but could not protect himself because he was too obligated to his wife. In a similar case, however, when Thakur Haridas was tempted by a public prostitute at the dead of night, he avoided the allurement because of his perfection in Krishna consciousness. That is the difference between a Krishna conscious person and others. Kashyap Muni was greatly learned and enlightened, and he knew all the rules and regulations of systematic life. Yet he failed to protect himself from the attack of sex desire. Thakur Haridas was not born of a Brahmana family, nor was he himself a Brahmana. Yet he could protect himself from such an attack due to his being Krishna conscious. Thakur Haridas used to chant the holy name of the Lord 300,000 times daily. Om Agyana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Thank you so much, everyone, again. Everyone sitting here, everyone on the internet. Please bestow your blessings upon me so that we can discuss something of value today. Hare Krishna. So earlier verses spoke about Vishnu worship at sunset. Diti sees sage and she is overcome by Cupid. And then Kashyap Muni is worshipping Vishnu at the sunset. And then Diti says, I desire to have sons, and I'm much distressed by seeing the opulence of my co-wives. And then she says, you know, when a distressed person approaches a great person, no consideration should be given for right time and situation. And then Kashyapa was engaged in spiritual activities, and he did not have sufficient strength to refuse his afflicted wife. And it says that Kashyapa could have easily refused her with strong words, expressing impossibility, but he was not as spiritually strong as Vidura in the purports, it says, previous ones. And then it says, Kashyapa Muni said, you are the source of three perfections for, you know, which are dharma, artha, and kama for me, perfections of liberation. And there in that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, marriage is essential in order to avoid the life of cats and dogs. And Kashyap Muni continues, a wife is so helpful that she is called the better half of a man's body. And when married man, he can move without anxiety, entrusting all responsibilities to his wife. Besides that, great yogis like Vishwamitra have fallen, staunch spiritual masters. Unfortunately, some of their disciples, they fall prey to Maya and fall down. But a Gruhastha is saved because of his faithful wife. Kashyapa Muni is calling her queen of the home. I can't repay you. And Prabhupada writes, definitely, he's joking. Wait for just a few seconds. She says, just a few seconds, you know. He's asking Diti to just hold her urge. And Lord Shiva is greatly worshipable. He is respected even by Brahma. Just wait for a few seconds. And, you know, but she doesn't. And the last verse goes, although very enlightened, Kashyapa, the great sage, became a victim of his prostitute wife. Such is force of material energy. I'm sorry, I forgot to read word for word. So I'm just going to go back and read word for word. Saha, he, viditva, understanding, atha, thereupon, bharya, yaha, of the wife, tam, that, nirbandham, obstinacy, vikarmani, in the forbidden act, natva, offering obeisances, dishtaya, unto worshipable fate, rahasi, in a secluded place, rahasya, like, taya, with her, atha, thus, upaviveshva, lay, he, certainly. So we recapped, and that's the word for word. So so here we are again on the forbidden act. I'm sure you have heard a lot about it in the past few days. And once again, this is the climax of that, I believe, pastime. act. So there is a popular saying that Prabhupada quoted this often, a Bengali proverb. It meaning is, a housewife teaches the daughter-in-law by teaching the daughter. You know, she doesn't teach directly her daughter-in-law. In Marathi, the verb goes, leki bole sune lage. Means the mother-in-law is telling actually her daughter, but it's actually meant to discipline the daughter-in-law. So similarly, the Lord is teaching the world by teaching the devotee, through devotee. So we look at Kashyap and Aditi as somebody like us, somebody that could fall to victim to Maya like this. Although they are devotees of the Lord and they are just teaching us. And then Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita about Arjuna. He says, the Lord teaches the world by teaching the devotee. The devotee like Arjuna does not have to learn anything new from the Lord, because the Lord teaches the sincere devotee always from within. So, you know, Diti and Kashyap Muni, Lord is going to teach them from within, but it's for us that this example is narrated. And if we, if at least for a person like me, it has to be, I have to really remember that what one can do when one falls victim to Maya, and what not to do too, so that we cannot fall victim to Maya in the first place. Krishna himself says, kama esha krodha esha rajoguna samudbhavaha mahashano mahapapma vidyena miha vairinam. Bhagavad Gita 3.37, translation goes like this. It is lust only, O Arjuna, which is born of contact with the material mode of passion and later transformed into wrath, which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world. And we see everywhere we go is so much in our face. We cannot avoid this lust. It may be just not just sex, but also desire to control others is considered manifestation of lust desire. Once I was doing books, I carry books when I'm flying, and the passenger next to me, I showed a book, and he actually knew about Krishna consciousness. And he goes, so he said, I have to ask you a question. I was like, wow, already. I was very happy to get that seat next to this person. And he goes, is it true that Krishna has sex with 16,000 plus gopis every night? And I went like that. I'm like, oh my God, Krishna, please change my seat. Or I was like, I didn't know what to say. And I kept on praying for something right thing to say, and I couldn't say anything. And on top of it, this person ordered drinks. And I was just really, really, really praying to Krishna. I wish I had a whole set of Bhagavatam. I could have spoken something and made him buy it. I'm like, you have to buy this to qualify even to know about Krishna and his pastimes, amorous pastimes. So these things happen, that this is everywhere, every second. Even Bhakti Tirtha Swami said, a guy, a materialistic guy, could be thinking about sex every 3 seconds. So this is such a strong desire. And it's not for Diti Prabhupada is saying that, it's for us. Now we can say, oh, you know, we read in 3.37 purport, Hanuman, he's such a great servitor of Lord Ram. He exhibited his wrath by burning the golden city of Ravana. And by doing so, he became the greatest devotee of Lord. Can you hear me all right? Okay. And then similarly, Lord induced Arjuna to engage his wrath upon his enemies for the satisfaction of the Lord. So Diti, she could have just chanted for a few seconds, you know, just Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kashyap Muni could have just praised her. You are so beautiful. Say that to any woman, she's happy. You know, you are so pious. Prabhupada writes here, It's, you have to be joking and praising your wife. They could have just done that, and they could have avoided the biggest massacre that happened to Brahmanas later, right? And Hiranyakashipu's arrival and earth falling in the things. Just few seconds. All it takes is few seconds. And then, but this Maya is so strong. It's like that crocodile's grip on Gajendra. You think you are confident and you are sitting there and you have your books or you have your degrees and you are going to go tell those kind of people, be Krishna conscious, you know? But as soon as we think it's me who is confident, that crocodile makes strong grip. And here Prabhupada is saying he was a Brahman. Now, being a Brahman is such a great thing. Prabhupada is writing this book in 1968-69. So at that time, India, Brahman kiti hi zala brashta, however fallen Brahman is, still he is the greatest. He is the greatest of the personalities out there. That was the saying. There is nothing that can touch Brahmana. And then we are reading comparison with Thakur Haridas, who is a Malicha. And not only that, we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita that once a person is even just converted, he just had a shadow or a water from some Mohammedan, he has to die to take a birth to become even closer to a devotee. So what a comparison there is, that we have to not be proud of any of our attributes. I dress DT so nicely. I give okay classes. So much we have. But that's just the crocodile's grip on Gajendra. And it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And it's very, you may say, oh, that is Thakur Haridas. What about me, you know? Why Prabhupada is comparing? But Prabhupada can't compare himself in the books. He cannot glorify himself. But we get to glorify him. So how did Prabhupada conquer his lust? He was surrounded by beautiful women. They were just following him everywhere like mad girls. Mother Malati, he said she could cut her throat for me. And, you know, he was surrounded by beauty, some movie actresses. The youth was also very eager to do anything for him. Whatever he said was Brahmavakya. He was their everything. And still, Prabhupada never, ever had any problems. And you may say, oh, but that is Acharya, you know, that's the... he is the one who brought Lord Jagannath to the West. I mean, he is exalted devotees. Not only he brought Jagannath to the West, he made these big policemen in New York City the sevikas. You know, they would sometimes they would take a broom and clean. And he engaged, he made hippies into happies. You know, he had 5,000 disciples. I'm not there. You know. So maybe, this is not applicable to me. But then we have to pay attention to two subtle points in this purport. One is, it says that Kashyap Muni felt obligated. Is there any time that you felt obligated to somebody and you did something that you didn't want it to do? Even when you were not a devotee, right? That feeling of guilt is very bad. It tastes in a mouth like the camel trying to taste its own blood. This feeling of guilt, this feeling of obligation, because we keep on chewing on it. And Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita, Bhishma and Dronacharya, they took the other side, right? They took the side of Duryodhana, because they felt obliged because of their financial assistance from Duryodhana, right? They felt obliged due to financial assistance from Duryodhana, although they should not have accepted such a position. You know, Prabhupada writes, we know there is deeper reasons behind it, but on the face value, Bhishma should not have taken he felt obliged because of money consideration. Somewhere else, maybe in Mahabharata I read, because he was eating the salt, namak, of Duryodhana. So these things make us obligated, and when we feel obligated, we have this weakness of the heart. Rudhai daurbalyam. And Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Shudram rudhaya daurbalyam tyakto tishtha parantapa. Hey Arjuna, give up such petty weakness of heart and arise. So this is something that if we can do when we are at the lowest rock bottom, we are hitting our rock bottom, and we give up these guilty feelings, then we feel obligated to anybody. It may be sometimes a spouse dragging us down, a child dragging, whoever it is. We don't leave them or don't wish ill for them, but leave the weakness of the heart that you cannot persuade them. Like here, Diti could have been persuaded if Kashyap Muni was stronger. Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, my worshipable God's brother, he's coming, by the way, for 2nd, 3rd April. He's giving seminar in the evening. It's free. Please come. So he writes, lust is a perversion of that spiritual love. Everybody knows that. When one makes lust a god, lust makes one a devil. You know, when you make... And this is what you see outside world. Everybody wants to be like lusty, and it's their goal of their life. They put this anything related to sex on a pedestal. They worship the person who gives them pleasure. They spend millions of dollars on it. They start wars for that. There's a war that happened in history because a king got lusty after the courtesan. Her name was. There is a war, Amrapali. She was so beautiful. The king started the war and thousands were killed. And then finally this Amrapali and king both surrendered to, and there was one more guy in the second king. They all surrendered and became devotees of Buddha. And they accepted Nirvana or Ahimsa, you know. So their lust is so strong. It can literally cause havoc and destruction. So we see that there's a very nice story in Bible. It talks about Adam and Eve. Anybody knows that story? Yeah? Actually, I didn't know the details. So Adam and Eve story. I didn't know the details because I didn't grow up knowing any Christians around me. And thankfully, I have a treasure of Radhanath Swami classes online and in the text mode, and just turn the button whenever I have this Maya attack. Just turn the button and the lecture starts, and it's amazing.
Andram Prati.
And this is Prabhupada's classes.
After winning at this body, you have to accept another body.
And I highly, highly recommend this. Oh. This was in gift shop, and it's the biggest, best investment I ever have done is buy this Prabhupada radio. It works 24/7. Even when you're sleeping, if you listen to it, I promise you, you may have Krishna conscious dreams. So we try to protect ourselves so much by attack of the lust. Main reason for the lust is we have that Krishna-shaped hole in our heart. You know, that Krishna-shaped hole in our heart that we try to fill with jewels, money, people, relationships, anything else, but we just can't fill it because only shape, only thing, only person is Krishna who can fill that hole and then hook it, latch it on us. And if we don't do that, it may happen even when we are practicing like pure devotees outside. One time Mother Mukhya said, fallen demigod syndrome. That person has a FDS or PDS, pure devotee syndrome. We may have that. And we may think we are doing great, but we really need to ask, did I do that service for pride? Or did I really try to do the service to help others? You know, did I? So we have to keep on asking ourselves, did I chant my rounds great? Or they were just mediocre? And if they were mediocre, please listen to Mahatma Prabhu's Chaitanya Charitamrita class on Gaur Purnima. Amazing class. It will inspire to chant like anything. So we need to be, to really think why I'm doing this service. And my friend and I joined these classes. She says they're actually Anartha Nivritti, she calls it. And it is like Alcohol Anonymous. She said, I wasn't drinking, but I was overthinking. Always overthinking, worried. I'm not the controller. And so I joined them. I took their literature. She has put everything in Krishna conscious words, extracting pastimes from many different places. And she says, read it, work on it, because you're worth it. And I do that. I'm really trying to take shelter because I am on the computer a lot of times and mind gets distracted. And before you know, I'm watching a Mode of Goodness YouTube video or whatever it is. Whatever is our flavor of anartha. It could be overthinking. It could be getting attached to prasadam. It could be getting attached to the fame or prestige that devotional service bring. So she said, when you hit that rock bottom, just pray like Krishna. Krishna, I'm yours. And very first principle is, I cannot leave this on my own. I cannot do it, Krishna. You are the only shelter. Radhesham, you're the only shelter. Gornita, you're the only shelter. And I come to you. And sometimes people could be just fanatic. But when you come to that surrendered stage, you can be fun. You can be really fun person. Otherwise, we could be pushing to somebody else. Prabhupada has compared mind to a prostitute in this chapter once or at least twice. And we really should try not to have, even in Mana Shiksha book, there's a picture drawn in which the heart is there, it's breaking, and there's a prostitute inside. And that's like Maya Devi. So we have to get rid of this prostitute like Maya Devi. Mother Arudha was telling me one time that her boys were young in that age, teenager, when, you know, budding happens, I guess. And she said, we were at the chapter where there are a lot of prayers. You know, she was homeschooling Radhika Raman Prabhu and Gopal Hari. And there were a lot of prayers. And finally she was telling, why are they praying so much? Why are demigods praying so much, you know? And then she thought, oh, it's time to switch between the books. And she went for What is the Difficulty? And they read in 7 days, What is the Difficulty? And we have so many fascinating books like that. We have Shyam Sundar's books. So, you know, whenever we feel we want to have Krishna fun or Krishna alternative to the lust, it's wonderful to go to these books. Even this book is going mainstream. It has gone mainstream. Think Like Monk. So we may think that we are the only ones thinking like that. We want to be celibates or like that, or the mainstream is also thinking about it because so much is happening in this world. We don't have control. If you have desire for lust, in two clicks, you could be in that different universe where you would have no rock bottom. Like you could be just dragged away. Swayam Bhagwan Keshav Swami recently gave a GBC presentation. He said 5.6 billion people are on the internet. That means one click away from lust. And out of that, out of 340 million people in America, they estimate 40 million people are addicted to social media. It may be Facebook, YouTube, you know, TikTok, whatever, you choose your form of pleasure. And it's very difficult to come out of it. And so this There's a Bhakti Recovery Group or Alcoholic Anonymous or Overeaters Anonymous. It can come out as any deficiency or any addiction, and those resources are there, and people are ready. If you want to go on books, those are some topics to connect through, or we can do distribution through the by discussing this. Topics about addiction or social media. It really connects people. And coming back to this Adam and Eve story, it talks about how God created earth, heaven, earth, man, woman, and Adam and Eve were the man and woman. Then God gave them paradise to eat, gave a beautiful paradise so they can eat anywhere. They said, except one tree, don't eat from that, because you would die. And the serpent came and he convinced Eve to eat it and forbidden fruit. And then Eve convinced Adam to eat it. And as soon as they ate, they felt ashamed that they were not wearing any clothes. And then God realized what they had done. They had eaten the forbidden fruit of knowledge, it says sometimes. And again, the Christianity starts with, history starts with the forbidden act. And what I didn't know was that how the Christian story is allegorical, that serpent is like Maya, you know? Serpent is like Maya, poisoning our mind, right? You may know this. It was a eureka moment for me. And when they ate the knowledge of fruit, their purity went away. And the knowledge they got was the point of view of false ego. They got this false, like how we perceive knowledge through our false ego. And they saw all the dualities then. You know, heat, cold, naked clothes, birth, death, all this duality, the desire. And the biggest knowledge, so-called knowledge, is how can I enjoy separate from God? That came into them. And so the Adam and Eve story is also just like Diti and Kashyap Muni story. The forbidden act was done. Here it is eating the apple. So this serpent of Maya can bewilder us. It can bite us. It can give us this poisonous knowledge by which we can be separated from God. We would be kicked out of God's kingdom. And we could fall down and in the cycle of birth and death. I really pray that we take complete shelter of holy name and keep on chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And my humblest, sincerest request to you pure Vaishnavas is that if you see anybody, any devotee who needs help from Maya's attack, he may be very beginner and need help, then there are those recovery groups and they're amazing and they really work. Because there's a gap. Bhagavatam is very pure knowledge and sometimes people are coming from a very different background. So that to bridge the gap, it's nice to have conversations and like-minded people and get out of your attachments, anarthas. Then that's why anartha nivritti. And bless, pray for these people, anybody who is suffering. Please, Krishna, grant them your devotional service and bring them to this ISKCON temple. That's our sincerest desire. And ourselves, if we can really take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, we won't be distracted. So these are my few thoughts on this class. Thank you so much for listening. I would like to open for any comments or questions, anything online. I'll be very grateful. Yes, Maharaj. Thank you so much for being here.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Probably about 20% of what you said I couldn't understand. Oh. It was the mic or maybe my own...
That's the improvement.
My own old age is impeding me a little bit. But in Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 3, Arjuna was asking, what is this that makes us makes people do wrong things, that act incorrectly? And of course, the answer was lust only. Arjuna, he asked, akatena prayukto yam papam bhavati purusha anichchan api varshnaya balad ivan yojita. So that word anichchan is very relevant to today's topic, is that anichchan means not ichchan, not wanting, even against one's will. So we have that word in the translation, that word obliged. So usually we think one is obliged because one owes something to somebody else. It sounds like a moral imperative that you're obliged to do something. Or someone did something for you, now you're obliged to do something. But in the present context of today's verse, it seems like the word obliged was not so much that Kashyapa was obliged due to external factors, but he was obliged because, as was mentioned, he was not quite perfect. He was very learned and great personality in so many ways, but he was quite imperfect, as we see in this verse. So when he said he was obliged, I don't know if this is a question or a comment, but he was obliged because of his own weakness. In other words, he was obliged to perform the forbidden act, not because of it was his moral duty to do it. But in one sense, yeah, in one sense, they say, well, the husband has to satisfy the wife and all that. But you can only take that so far. So, I mean, I'm not trying to get on Kashyapa Muni's case. It wouldn't be very appropriate for me to try to do that. But you can see that in Bhagavatam we have so many examples where there's some imperfection or some flaw in the devotee or whoever the personality is, and then that sometimes creates havoc. In this case, the result was the two H-bombs. Why am I talking about H-bombs? Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. There you have it. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for that wonderful comment. I will reply by one comment, is that between Kashyapa Muni, Diti, and us, there is two great things that happened. One is Prahlad Maharaj came, all merciful Prahlad Maharaj's example we have, and Lord Chaitanya brought us the Yuga Dharma for us to take shelter. So when I see disciples, Prabhupada disciples like you and devotees, it really reminds me how much we don't have, how much holy name can support us, so we don't have that weakness of the heart. So the holy name is our only shelter, and we are so grateful to have it. Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. So there's a lot of conversation about lust, but it seems like envy played a big part, because in the beginning she says she's envious of her co-workers, right? Co-wives. And so does one spawn off another? I mean, it seems like... I know Prabhupada said that, you know, we don't need anyone to tell us that we're envious. You know, if we take a moment and self-reflect, we can see where it rears its head from time to time, right? And, but I was wondering, like, yeah, it seems like it was more envy. I mean, of course, lust is there because of the need for wanting offspring, but I would think that envy would also be a catalyst for what happened.
Absolutely right, yeah, right on. Prabhupada says we come because to this material world, as soon as we develop that one iota of envy towards Krishna. So that's all of our beginning, right? So that's a very nice thing. We can also see that in that purport, Prabhupada said, it's natural for her to have a desire to have a child. She's a mother. And it's also natural, you know, she could be feeling lonely. Every one of her co-wife had child, right? And her husband has 13 wives. He's not always with her. She could be feeling lonely. When I came to US almost 20 years ago or more, there was a girl named Anjana. She used to call me late in the night, and I would go, why are you calling me so late in the night? And she said, I want to hear my own voice, because she did not speak with anybody that day. So I want to hear my own voice. She had left her child in India with her husband, 12-year-old son, because she didn't get PhD admission in India. It was very competitive, thousands of people, one PhD seat. So she came to Syracuse University, where I was doing my master's in environmental engineering. And she would call me late in the night. She's like, people are so lonely. It's the truth. So it could be envy, like you said. It definitely could be. But in the purport, it stresses more on the point of loneliness, motherhood, need of mother having, you know, for the child to have a child. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And when we approach people on the book distribution and anything, other day I was with Hemavati Prabhu in the car, and we were talking these lines for book distribution. Very wonderful, so many wonderful ones we said. But this is the one to catch. Say them, we are one family. We are one family. When you feel that, when you connect to another person like that, they feel so validated, and they take the books. So it may be envy, it may be loneliness. Anyways, it's a chance to give a book. Hare Krishna. Any other thoughts? Hare Krishna, thank you. So, anything online? Yes, Prabhu. Oh, sorry, please wait for microphone because everybody wants to hear you online. And please tell me your name, Prabhu. Aksha, thank you. Thank you, welcome. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
So once Srila Prabhupada went to a city, I think probably it was Paris, and Prabhupada looked and said, women in this city must be really beautiful. And the disciples asked, why so, Prabhupada? And he's like, there's so much creation going on here, like high rise and everything. So nowadays in the holy dham, like Vrindavan and Mayapur, a lot of construction. So what would you possibly comment on that?
Wow. Wow, that's a very different twist on a question. Thank you for such a thoughtful question. Lord Chaitanya's beauty may be attracting everybody. And population is increasing. They can only go up. That's a logical way to think of it. And, you know, Gauravani Prabhu? Everybody knows the Kirtanwala Gauravani Prabhu? He goes, look at Prabhupada's genius. He has this mridanga players playing mridanga in front of deities, and the dancing girls on the right side dancing for Krishna. And so many marriages happen. And so the thing is that you could get attracted to Lord's beauty, but you could also get, in a very Krishna conscious way, attracted to Lord's devotee's beauty. And then marriages happen, then kids happen, so many devotees are becoming Krishna conscious. Prabhupada was one person when Hare Krishna movement started. Now we are millions. We have distributed 4 billion plates of prasadam. We have distributed more than 500 million books. That was 10 years ago or something. We have already been distributed. Why not high-rise buildings? I would say go for 100, you know, biggest story in the biggest building in the world, right? Sky is the limit when you, that was Prabhupada's dream. In 18 days, he wanted to make world Krishna conscious, right? So it's nothing, right? It's nothing to have high-rise buildings in Vrindavan, right? That's the need of the hour. So many people come from Delhi. Delhi, millions of people come during Diwali. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Okay, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya, Kripa Sindhubhyaya Vacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo.